bar going off.
All right, Richard.
Okay, it is, 10 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. This is a special meeting of the Port of Brookings Harbor Commission, Thursday, October 7th, 2021. Gary, roll call, please. Danielle, sorry. Danielle, roll call.
Larry?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Richard?
Here. Are there any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
No.
Okay. Anyone want to declare a potential conflict of interest?
No.
No.
All right, hearing none. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Do you have any public comments? There are none in front of me.
I did not receive any.
I didn't receive any.
All right, that moves us to action items. Action item A, the RV park improvement bid award. Gary?
Okay, Crow Clay Associates, held a bid opening for the RV park improvements on September 30th and received two bids for the project. They also, reviewed the documents and provided their recommendations to the board to award to consider to plan an excavation in the amount of $157,000. I was pointing out a few other things. Our port, construction fund currently stands at $558,416. And in our budget, we included another $100,000 to be transferred from general fund, which brings it up to $658,416 for this project. So that doesn't leave as much room for any kind of changes if we happen to encounter any changes. I figured if we do, we can, talk about transferring funds to take care of changes if we have any. I hope we don't, but we don't know when we start to now.
Well, to be clear, this was a project that was originally constructed by port staff some time back.
Yes.
Based on our experience, I would think that a 10% contingency would certainly be appropriate, judging by the other things we've dealt with.
Yes, that's true. In their bid, they plan to start construction February 21st, 2022, and be completed 68 days later, which would be around April 28th, 2022. That's their preliminary schedule to do the work. And if the board awards it today, Crow Clay would proceed on drafting a contract for board approval, and I was expecting to do that at the regular meeting, to have that contract available for review.
All right, so it appears from the documents that we have two bids, one from a local folks, McLennan, and then somebody from Klamath Falls also, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And the differences in the bids are primarily, setup cost?
I don't know that they listed the subcontractors. McLennan had their subcontractor for electrical at $200,000, $201,000. And then Klamath Falls, which is, Murillo Construction, they had a electrical subcontractor at $390,000. So I'm not sure exactly how all that transpired, but there's differences about $80,000. It's an $80,000 difference in the contract, so
okay.
It could be something to do with the subcontractor, or maybe the distance from Klamath Falls. I don't know.
All right. Any questions? Discussion?
No.
No.
All right.
I do.
Okay.
So, Gary, after this, will this finish the project then?
This contract will finish what we, plan to do.
Right.
The change in the sites, all the power to the front row sites, and including the six new sites.
Okay.
And demoing, that includes all that work.
And the extra fees and stuff required.
The extra fees.
Like SDC fees and things like that for the new sites.
Right, SDC fees.
Okay.
So
everything.
We'll see everything.
Okay.
SEC fees will be Harbor Sanitary comes back to us, that's gonna be our dealing with the contractor, something to do with us.
Right, well, I just wanna know.
But we do have a credit, SEC fees, and the plan was.
What's existing?
Right.
Right.
Okay. Hearing no further discussion, anyone wanna make a motion?
Good for me.
I'll make a motion to approve the RV park improvements awarded to the low bidder, McLennan Excavation, Inc., in the amount of $657,000.
And I second it.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah. All right, so before we move on, I just wanna take a moment to memorialize this event. You know, we do things here and we kinda do it casually, but this is a big deal. It's a lot of money, and it's a big change for us to, you know, to take on as far as improving that park, so. Let's remember this, this is a big thing for us, so. Good job. Okay, that brings us to information items. Commissioner's comments?
No, not at this time.
Okay, hearing none. This is our next regular meeting date. This is a new date and time, will be Wednesday, October 20th at 2:00 PM in this room.
Richard, can I just ask a question? They're gonna be doing all that work during the rainy season, it's February to, what, April or something like that? How does it stand if they get construction stopped because of, not be able to work because of the rain? Because they got, what, 61 days to finish?
68 days, are there penalty clauses built into that, or is that a, kinda as needed?
There's a penalty for not getting that job done, but they have rain days, they'll have to submit the rain days and we'll approve it, or not, depending on what their situation is.
Okay, so it sounds like we're gonna take it as we go.
Yeah, because the thing is, if they have rain days, you guys are gonna be shut down because you're not gonna be able to use the RV park, so you're gonna be losing money that way.
Well, the dilemma we're always gonna have with the RV park is, you know, shutting it down, period. And this is probably the least impactful in terms of our overall visitation, I would think, but.
Yeah, it is, actually, I was looking at the usage of that RV park, that February to April is pretty low, like 20% and below usage. And what we plan on doing is closing the first half, which would be the restroom towards the exit first, leave the other sites open, let them work on the one half, get that done, and then let them go to the other half. We kinda talked about it in the pre-job meeting, so.
Well, I understand your concern, I mean, but.
Well, the other thing I saw on there is something about $200, if they run over that, does that come into effect if they get stopped because of rain days, or?
Well, I imagine we'll have to deal with that as it comes up and see.
Yeah.
You know, I.
I just wondered.
Yeah.
And materials as well, so, I mean, the whole world's got a material issue.
The idea, we wanna get it done as fast as we can, we won't penalize them because of weather, but we don't know the situation.
Sharon points out, there's gonna be things come up. I mean, right now, from my understanding, things are backordered across the globe, so.
Right.
Whether that will impact, I mean, I know PVC pipe right now is really hard to get. So whether that'll impact this or not, I don't know, but.
We'll have to work with it.
Well, it is what it is.
Things that are unforeseen.
Okay, anything further? With that, we will adjourn.